Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Things back a little bit, so, you know, we'll see. I don't know.
I'm not terrified of cancel culture. I just don't want to do anything unnecessary, you know, to lose my radio job. You know, I just don't want to, you know what I mean?
You yeah, know, you I know what to you be, mean.
Do you, you know what I mean? I don't want to tweet anything, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that would be a good idea.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, chances are I would probably get a better job a week later, but you know what I'm saying? I don't want to do that, you know, if I don't have to. and I took down a tweet like Saturday that I wasn't going to take down, but after I did some reflection, I saw where it could be taken the wrong way by some people that don't get it, you know? And once I saw that, I was like, yeah, you know what? I'm getting attacked now by a lot of people, and some of them got some good points in their arguments. So I was like, it's not worth it, man. I don't want to get caught up in this hailstorm, and it's Twitter too. So Twitter is such a cesspool, you know, it's just a wild, wild west. So I was actually texting you about it as I was kind of considering it. And I was like, yeah, you know what? I'm just going to take it down. I left it on Facebook, but I took the tweet. Yeah, okay. Because Facebook's more, you know, my friends and our fans. And there was nobody really offended on Facebook. It was just really Saints fans that were just finding the angle to be offended. You know, like it was pretty clear what the joke was. It wasn't aimed at mocking people that are, you know, suffering. It was aimed at Jameis Winston.
Well,
period.
Yeah, and I think you should, I mean, you might as well just say what it was.
Yeah, I mean, it's on my Facebook and stuff, but basically, I tweeted this out when Ida was a depression, like, south of Cuba, and I really had no idea how strong the storm could get, exactly where it was going to go. I knew they said it was kind of heading into the Gulf towards Texas or Louisiana, or the panhandle of Florida, you know, but probably Louisiana. And I put this big, long, you know, it wasn't a long post. It was, you know, a couple hundred characters. But I said, you know, we should pray and give our thoughts and our prayers to New Orleans and the people of Louisiana. They may be facing a catastrophe unlike anything they've seen in years, you know. And I said, sources have said Jameis Winston has been named a starter of the Saints. That's the joke. It's a classic misdirection joke, which is, if you ever see my stand-up, I do a lot of jokes like that, where we're going one way, boom, and I take it the other way. And people were laughing. There was, you know, a few Saints fans were jumping in, like calling me a piece of crap. But then the closer it got to, you know, Sunday, when it was like Saturday, you know, noon, 1 o'clock, and they knew this thing was about to intensify into a real bad hurricane, then people started jumping in on me like, you know, you crossed the line between comedy and insensitivity. And there was media members from Louisiana jumping in. How dare a blue check do a disgusting joke like this? And there was people, you know, attacking my stand-up. Like, they were digging into my YouTube and my history.
I was getting it. I was getting tagged and stuff. I'm like, what the hell? I didn't do anything. I thought it was just ass wipes who were just, you know, listeners of the bone or something that just didn't like, you know, us or whatever. But which doesn't happen very often. And somebody commented on one of our tweets or something that the bone put up. And I go, what? Look at this dick. So I just, like posted one of those cartoons to him. The guy, the crabby guy. It's a meme, but anyway. And I was like, what the hell am I getting this for? And then all of a sudden, I looked at your tweet, and it had 500 something replies to it. I'm like, uh-oh. Oh no, I know what that means. That's not a good sign. So then you had messaged me that, oh, I'm getting you know, dogpiled over here. I'm like, yeah, that's Twitter. And we were brainstorming what to do in this scenario, because what do you do? Do you bend to the mob and take it down? Now, you know, I told you, you know, it was a funny quip, a funny joke, you know, a throwaway thing that she kind of tweeted out there. Like you said, a classic misdirection, which is, you know, and used it to perfection. It was a good joke. However, it was at a time where all of a sudden this storm was turned into a Category 4. It's going to be catastrophic for this area.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, like, what do you do? And in my heart, I want to say, no, keep it up. I mean, you weren't even talking about the storm. You were talking about Jameis Winston using the storm as a misdirection. You know, that people would think that you were talking about the storm, or you were talking about Jameis Winston.
Right.
So I'm like, no, just keep it up. But then I go, man, I don't even know if it's worth it. With the history of this program, former personalities that have been on this program with tweets and stuff, I just and then I thought, well, maybe you can explain it away and say, listen, this is a joke about Jameis Winston.
I did.
Yeah, well, I know. and obviously, I love the city of New Orleans, and we're keeping them in our thoughts and prayers, you know, and wishing you all the best up there, which you did, I believe. And then I remember saying after that, or maybe just don't say anything. I just don't say anything, because it's not going to – it's like when people say, well, you apologize for something crappy that you said, you know, from tweets 10 years ago. And then you go, I'm sorry. And then you go, doesn't matter. You're effed still. So, you know, you're canceled or whatever. So I think you made the right call by deleting it. It's a shame, because you want to make that stand, but is that the hill to die on? That's the thing. Part of me says, you should have just kept it up. I definitely understand why you did not.
The only reason why I didn't keep it up was I started thinking about people that aren't football fans that might lose their homes, lose their livelihood, lose everything. And then somebody, you know, is copying and reposting my tweet for a month, saying, look at this insensitive jerk off that calls himself a comedian and a radio host in Tampa, know, and then all of a sudden those people see that and they hate my guts, and they wish the worst on me because they took it out of context. They didn't know when I tweeted it, what my intentions were when I tweeted it. It was 100% comedy. It was nothing to try to upset victims of a hurricane. I would never do that. Why would I ever do something like that?
Yeah.
So I took it down and I tweeted out basically clarification. Like, it wasn't an apology, because I'm not apologizing for it. All I did was say, hey, after looking at this tweet, and with the developments that are happening with the hurricane, I can see where people would take it the wrong way. So I feel like I need to do the right thing and take it down. So I'm taking it down. And that's all I said. I didn't say I'm sorry. I didn't say I did the wrong thing. I just said, you know, with the developments that are going on, I could see where it would be taken the wrong way. So I'm taking it down. And then they started piling on that. Yeah, way to backpedal, you pussy.
Right.
And I'm like, what?
Damned if you do, damned if you don't type of situation.
And it just started blowing up. It was just like, what the hell? You know, it was ridiculous. So I just pulled that tweet down. And then for about 3 hours, whoever piled on me, I just muted them. And it went away after about 3 hours.
And it does. That's the thing, is that it does go away. You know, at the time, it feels like this is never going to stop. But it, you know, people move on, they get bored, and then eventually they do move on. I don't know. It was just, I felt for you, because it was a tough position, because then you look like a bitch. I caved to the mob over something that they're obviously taking the wrong way. I get their sentiment for that, but that's obviously not what you meant. And it's like who would do that? I know that they don't know you. But we don't give people the benefit of the doubt anymore. Like, clearly you're not hoping that these people, you know, lose everything.
Yeah.
The devil wouldn't even do that. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it's so out of character for humanity, and we just never give people the benefit of the doubt anymore. It's just always it's the worst possible intention is what you meant.
People love it. They smell blood and water, and they want to kill you.
Right.
And I felt like I chummed the waters, and I felt like I was being circled by the sharks, and I just basically jumped out of the water before it got too crazy, because I didn't want it to get, you know, to a point where Cox Media Group was put at a decision. And like you mentioned earlier, it's happened before.
Sure.
And okay. You know, and although, you know, even though when it happened before, it was also a joke, but it was done in a really bad time. And it was just an unfortunate set of events. And, you know, I'm sure if that could be done over again, probably would have been done differently. And I kept thinking about that situation. And also, honestly, I was, like I said before, I was really thinking about how bad people might be affected by this storm and how much of a dick I was going to look like afterwards. And I didn't want that because that wasn't my intention.
Sure, sure. But again, I think it's obvious to anyone who doesn't have a learning disability that that wasn't the case.
You know, I know, man.
There's nobody that evil on the planet. Jeffrey Dahmer would be like, whoa, that's, you know, that's a natural disaster coming down. But I'm not going to tweet. These monsters don't exist. And it gives these plebeians, you know, nobodies. Like, you know what I mean? It gives them some sort of purpose and power. And this is I love Twitter because I know more about the world from Twitter than from any news source out there. I mean, you can see stuff happening in real time. It's a great product. Any positive thing has a negative side of things. And the ability to dogpile people just with this gang mentality and getting things done, too, which stinks even more because they're able to actually make change with this stuff because these companies panic. And they go, they're yelling at you. They don't understand that they'll get bored eventually and they'll go away. Right. It might even take a few weeks, but if you don't cave to their demands, eventually they're going to go, all right, I got something else to work on. And then when you cave to them, then that gives them their adrenaline rush. And now they're able to do it to more people because you don't negotiate with terrorists, right? That's the main thing because that encourages terrorism. And this was one of those scenarios. I don't blame you, though, for just deleting the damn thing. There's stuff now that I want to tweet that's obviously a joke. And you were saying it, too. And sometimes I do try to push the limits a little bit. Uh-huh. And you were saying if you don't, you know, if they don't know you, that they may think, you know, you can't tell tone, which is true.
Right.
But also part of the thing is being a little bit of a troll, being funny, being a comedian, being, you know, Andy Kaufman-esque where you don't let them in on the joke either. If they take something the wrong way, let them look like dumbasses
and absolutely
just enjoy it, enjoy the ride. You know,
if it wasn't for radio, I would have never taken the tweet down. I would have leaned into it. I would have doubled down, tripled down, quadrupled down, because, you know, I do believe in comedy. I am a comedy purist, but at the same time, the other thing I thought of was because I have that blue check on Twitter, there is responsibility that comes with that because people see that. People like CNN or what's the website, The Ringer, or what is that website?
Yeah, The Ringer,
Yeah, they see that blue check with an insensitive tweet about hurricane victims. They might jump all over it just because it's a story for them, because they see one of the blue checks is a scumbag. And where is he from? Oh, he's from Florida, where Ron DeSantis is from. You know, Floridians are easy targets. So I'm a media member in one of the biggest markets in Florida making a joke about hurricane victims. There's a shot I make it on one of their pages, and now CMG is really put to almost, you know, no choice but get rid of me at that point.
Right, and I don't even know if it matters that you're a blue check or not. CNN has a habit of going after just people who make a meme. Nobody's. They went after the guy who made the Hillary Clinton slowed down a little bit, so it looked like she was having neurological problems. They went after that guy. He got fired from. He was just a warehouse worker. They went after the lady who on Facebook attended some, you know, pro-Trump event during the election, and it was a page that was, you know, put together by a Russian or something. They went and knocked on her door and stuck a camera in her face. It's not, she's not anybody. She's a nobody. She's one person, one dot. That's the behavior where you go, okay, well, this is kind of enemy of the people, like behavior, where you're literally going after people, not celebrities, not people in the limelight, just ordinary folks. So I don't know. It may even be, I don't even think the blue check would even have anything to do with it. But you're right. Like I said, I don't blame you for taking it down. I as a contrarian, I wanted to tell you, no, keep it up. And just do the Andy Kaufman. If you're not in on the joke, then make a boob out of yourself. But I definitely understand that in this climate, it's just not worth it for you.
If you guys want to hear me say the joke live, I'll be at Finley's Irish Pub and Eatery in Seminole on Saturday night. And I'll be at 88 Live Piano Bar in beautiful Bradenton, Florida, Sunday night. Both shows are going to be awesome. Saturday night, I'll be with Tommy Bell, and Kyle Roos is coming by for a set. Sunday night, Nathan Wallace and Steve Netta. That's going to be a killer show. I have links up on...
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy so you can protect stuff like this, or this, or even this. Case in point. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.